Other People's Flowers is a podcast for stories, poetry, and essays. Thank you for listening.
This week, we're featuring work from two poets, Fabrice Poussin and Joe Bisiccia. They are both reading their own work. Joe Bisiccia writes of our shared dynamic. An honourable mention recipient for the Fernando Riello 22nd World Prize for Mystical Poetry, his works have appeared in numerous publications. His website is www.joebisiccia.com. The former TV host and high school English teacher, now a public affairs executive, lives near the city of Philadelphia, where he particularly enjoys writing of human nature through the inspiration of bugs and easily overlooked things.
Run for the roaches. Since this stay, I've come to feel at home in this infested hotel room where, as the only jockey brave enough, me aboard Lady Luck, I win the roses and the daily run for the roaches. Life's a human race where truth is lost by blinders. I win what is real. These roaches are real, really thick as thoroughbreds and just as fast, and Lady Luck would survive a nuclear blast. So bugler, toot that horn, be real. I got Lady Luck, and she's no unicorn. Mosquito, I don't know how far anyone's blood can run, but we all will go, sins and all, and in so many ways face our fate and ask for mercy. When it comes down to it, our stay here is ever so quick, and yet maybe 24 hours a long journey to it. Still, it moves. Seems there's something to Shakespeare's wit, like life, brevity to it, but with bite. Sighting in the park, it shot out of nowhere, down from the sky and pop. Then it bounced, plop, 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 and stopped right there at our feet. And all we could do was stare. Felt like an hour looking at this little round thing from up on high. It had such an intricate, complicated, wondrous design. What marvels could this thing do? What knowledge could it emit? We'll never know. Squirrel darted off with it. Subway. Even as seeds have already come true, maybe there are more to dreams than what is only found at the bloom. And it is far more than just anticipation. It is the ongoing locomotion from the root. Sings the poem without the words. In that way, hope moves along, ever present on its way, as moment to moment goes on beyond any aberration of rhythm to the last stop. And back again, ourselves as we are, an undeniable presence beyond a poem's last word penned, but written within all along. Underneath. Divinely attractive. We orbit the floodlights of acme above abandoned shopping carts. Granted, we all share a universe, and she, the human below and ignorant to us, flashes a selfie. She sees later in the photo an angel above her head, and so thus shares it viral. Quite a photo, I might add. Some disbelieving followers then soon debate whether it is indeed an angel or just a serendipitous up-close blurred moth in the foreground, which it actually is. I should know. It's me. Up close, I've got a face, maybe to strangers rather hideous, but by some grace, perhaps there is a place where wolf can lay with lamb, while a beautiful bug like me not need to be satisfactorily blurred and misconstrued to be heavenly. Just a bug. I don't know the present others by name. We don't quite speak that way. But spoken words don't differentiate what another life means. They are to me as me. Wonder, wonder the light as it pulls all of us with might. A wonder, wonder this pull, gravitational. Wonder, wonder if maybe one might be able to magnify such wondrous wonders, multiplied in unaccountable numbers. I can't much write, but maybe I can find another word. Wonder is the word incapable to define the magnitude streaming, the hard to define simple life of just a bug. Multiply that countless words over in describing all of us, but let me elevate the wonder in the moment singular. Just a bug. routine fly at Fenway, I ponder if I'm a star to them or just unnoticed or ignored. Can they even see such a star, being from wherever it is they are in the green forest that blades far beneath me? I lift my lid to cotton candy clouds as this issue I size up and allow my thoughts to be marveling at heights. How high up the green monster can I arise? All my surmising quickly cracks away as small ball, high, aims my very way, along with, I'm sure, everyone's eyes, except maybe the ones far beneath. Oh, that the game's groove may be smooth like the leather on an outfielder's glove to use, and oh, that the unexpected may be welcome like wind's zephyr to touch a rookie's face. Oh, to be me, along with all these baseball bugs, and somehow maybe together we'll reach for the stars to the bleachers' praise. Maybe here we all are, looking prayerfully above the mitt to raise. But such unwanting tickling insects can distract, while feet can go cleat to cleat upon warning track. Oh, to be such a bug and fly away unseen in such exposed place. Oh, to be a routine fly, to fly away, fly away. Major cicada. Take it again. Major cicada song. Major, try it the American way. Magi cicada song. We wondered life over a wart that summer night, soon talking of forever and how the bugs reemerge. I had perplexed if maybe the kiss was reason for the wart, as if you were the frog and I the prince. All soon flew away as time is wont to drift, but maybe all lives come down to this. We live most of our time far underground. That summer night in the forest, our large eyes were wide and our well-veined wings went transparent. So goes the skin of a heart when all is clicking, when emotions forget to be afraid, if only that rare time in life had stayed. But my being temporarily goes timble by timble, clapping my cymbal, airing a symbol. I wonder for you if it's not hard to hear and see. Maybe all I am is nature's example. Like fiery magic on a hot night, like an epiphany only destined to soon ice over. Know this, my love, if I may dare call you this. My heart dreams to drift and to surface and to lift as if with a need, as if by nature to be. And when I arise, despite the danger of beasts, squirrels, bees, and birds, I shall look for you. And despite antiquity's labeled curse, me as one who will linger casually indifferent, while Aesop raves on instead about the hard-working ant. Hear and see how I will labor to still fearlessly sing. Long thought dead, I will materialize with you in mind, like a wart, even to my own surprise, and chant. Like ants upon a stump, we labor up and off our green beach chairs, the lady and I, for the true precarious view at ledge, there at roof's edge, so many feet above street, to see little beings push and shove and make their own way about. She's first to notice it. There had been a sprite broccoli sprout in the past, now gone. Poor tree. So nature lovers that we are, we burrow down elevator 8 floors to see what is left there of nature now. Tree, your roots had pushed up curb nastily, and now you exist like this, to be so flat, the stump so level down here on concrete earth. Axeman had determined this as deserved, and ants, now climb your altar, and we wonder. We wonder what they may wonder of you, of your lost height, of their lost green tower. But their job still works with current power. They climb as if no treason defeats them. And then we see what we see with surprise. Pardon our eyes for not noticing this from our haughty height at first. But sometimes you just have to step up close. Tree, see, you still sprout greenery. A soft but short stem from what seemed an ineffective flat. And the ants, they go on like constant truth, as if nothing's amiss. So we'll climb back up to our flat, take some juice, get back to the roof, view the steady flow of little beings as they come and constantly go. Then we labor from the ledge back to our beach chairs, greening higher knowledge, and she feels for the lone hair atop my bald head. Sanctuary. Ladybug followed calling was as if she was searching beyond life's inadequacy, beyond life's deficiency, for heaven's sufficiency, if indeed there could be such a place, saw comfort in a holy, quiet cave, looked down long, dark aisle, couldn't see a thing but felt it, sanctuary. Kind voice seemed to say, "Trust me." And Ladybug did. Voice then enveloped her being, shooting her onward. "Heaven?" she, the hopeful buck, asked. "Not yet," she heard. "Serve first, there is thirst." Out into the sky, Ladybug glistened in the sun, the powerful stream airing her forth upon trampoline leaf. She giggled with relief. Garden flowers were bouncing and soon laughing. Hallelujah! There was no longer a drought, for Ladybug's hose had watered the world. Swan Lake, quite the ballet of bugs with long legs, graceful the rond des jambes, the grands battlements upon the surface as if the lake, a trampoline royale, petit jeté, the glide along floor, tant de mes hauteur. Assemblées are complete petite or grand, even and tournant, all finely choreographed as only nature can, lifts and spins, tossed ballot and brisé volé, as if all will be fair, this their tour and lair. Those legs, each long as a mile, gentle, even in double cabriole, graceful and crossway. This is significant stuff, no slapstick for laughs, and the show will last at great cost, but with great reward. Here is the love of life and of justice upon the ongoing lake. Here is something made, something always to make. Surely there is heartache, carrying away of the dead at scene set. Something we might just miss or may never expect as sun exists. It is what it is. Death is just the clearing away the stage instead. Virtuoso, or corps de ballet, the performers work fast, and so very soon the new young are ready for their chance. Life moves. Quickly worn are the shoes, hopefully well used. So go our lives upon the lake, together in this tour de promenade.
Fabrice Poussin teaches French and English at Shorter University. Author of novels and poetry, his work has appeared in Kestrel, Symposium, The Chimes, and dozens of other magazines. His photography has been published in the Front Porch Review, the San Pedro River Review, as well as other publications.
Contemplation. They knelt before the great walls of rainy streets, citizens of a world made for bread and sweet oils. Rays of a distant star greeted them yet again. The warmth of so many lives awaited at the corner, ghosts of their recently departed friends still hoping. One heard a crash, saw a flash, and a last thump. Not so long ago, it seems, I ran to the water, under a sky made of lightning and screams. It was a day of metamorphosis for the girl. I wish I could find again today in the bitter pond. Don't cry today. In a corner at the end of the line, she sits. A tear wants to run its course to oblivion. Alert to the prayers of another moment, silent, she sighs. A bundle of ache averts her gentle breath. The ebony waves hide the sky-blue gaze of her soul. She cries. Inside, in secret, behind the wall of a past force. Alone again, safe from the impending stranger, pain, she hides, everything to disappear into her shell of steel. The crowd around her, now an abstraction. She loves, passionately, the creation where she knows all answers reside. Explorer. A soul floats gently below the thin surface of pearly satin to find its way through a network of highways to life, animated with soft stars, rings and strings, a giant canvas, her image. Her senses awake to complete perceptions. She lives the most intense existence within, but she longs for contact with the other, prisoner of her divine infinite fortress. A subtle door, gaping to treasures of luminance, tender as her every thought, she hesitates. Of the strength of universes, fragility of her bones, what will remain when she opens the floodgates? All is harmony within. Must she risk ultimate chaos, welcome that which is so foreign to her peace, to fulfill the promise of a prolonged existence, receive the ailment common to all humanity? Her spirit will embrace the visitor in his simple apparel, like a newborn, nourish him so he may survive, offer what she is for all times, ask for his sacrifice too, so inside the body they become highest contentment. Gentle quest, it is a mirror of stones and sand and weeds, cold in winter, searing in summer, dead in fall. Will it again know a spring when the fair lady contemplated the lush open field from above? Not a fortress, higher than Atlas taking a knee, harsh in even its dullness, it does not budge. Stubborn with the might of Stonehenge's monoliths, it keeps its secrets a treasure, even to the night. No reflection in the glass once trusted as a dear squire. The heart only encounters the icy response of the burg. Colossus as titanic, yet hopeless on grounds unwilling to give him the anchor his feeble digits desperately seek. Fearless of the abyss all around, it longs for the other, the image not yet found in this endless journey, of an intimate fancy attempting to form a smile, but the granite facade remains unshaken. A soul knocks with a delicate will to move through, full of color for now, alive of gentleness exposed, vulnerable of its own design, accepting of a fateful end, if blindness is to persist and hide the truth. Can it? Will it so remain ignorant of the plea? Can it be so cruel to deny the hope for a glimpse into the future of a comforting abode seemingly so distant, where eyes will again open and be restored? Set ablaze the fire which will turn rock to the portrait, captured by an absence unfathomable to be filled with a slow and resolute pulse until safe to stand, facing the kaleidoscope of an emerging self. Waiting for the seals to dissolve, patiently, while the warmth revealed persists and subdues, he will cross over through the thinning barricade to be self again and wholly shared with her. Grounded. Darkness prevails once again. It is late at night in the haunted house. The swallows too have gone to sleep, as rain has become too heavy for flight. Staying warm is a difficult task, when fire reaches only the bones. I choose to live in my head by this rainy day, to find a semblance of comfort and safety, away from a dense reality frozen in time. Memories crowd space, many too distant, oppressing the stranger I have become, in a home mine where the sage remains, hovering in the gentle embrace so loving. Staying inside one's soul is the answer, while the pain seeks an opening, to leave a scar deep to the heart, and the rain seems as hail from below.
Imagination. Don't stop for the wall of sticks and stone, illusion of a frontier it has conscience to fool. Little girl, grown man, and matriarch alike, mountain made of crushed dreams it stands. Its concrete, fed of the tears of the heartbroken, desperate ivy struggling to reach the summit, all turns to gray. No rays can reach, the sun died. The surrounding towns have forgotten to rejoice. Disappointments, sorrows, pain, wounds and the fatality of a coming day filled with shadows, the foundation of the fortress, home to miseries, time has come to seize the grand sledgehammer. Imagination, the weapon of all power to overcome a tragedy unsurmountable of daily routines. The darkness must be crushed by the hand of a dreamer, the child in his golden years. Break down the giant blocking the light of life. Cut its feet. Watch it fall as it breathes its last. Inanimate corpse of nightmares worthy of Dante. It finds its strength in our fears to live, irrational. See how the snakes slither away in agony as villages are bathed in a new dawn. Imagine in colors multiple and shapes unknown, worlds with no boundaries but the infinite. Freedom, yes, in your hands, wrecking ball, invincible though invisible. For of your soul luminous, no more secrets. Both sides are revealed. You see with your eyes what you once fathomed. The citadel has been defeated, its prisoners freed. Arts speak an infinity of words, no more fear. The canvas stretched, the music sheet laid. Break the silence with brushes, pens, and violins. Imagine in sounds, transform those sands so pure. Alchemist of an everlasting metamorphosis, the creation is real. No voice can silence the song. No cacophony will distort the newly born symphony. Walk up to the pile of stones and sticks. Stand proud. Plant the flag of your conquest on the dying monster. Incarnation of the idea. Become the towering statue. Spread your kingdom fast. See all the walls crumble. This desolate land will know its true renaissance. As the seeds leave their terror deep below and grow. Green, red, under the yellow shine of the infinite. For it was imagined for an instant, now it is forevermore.
Invisible. It is easy, almost a ritual, to reach for the old volume, trembling through as the pages resist once again, unwilling to reveal the secrets she has conceived in the last moment of her mysterious breath. Timidly, he will, as is his custom, attempt to peek within the sheets of precious vellum, putting what remains of his light on hold, terrified of the absence he may again confront. Looking for a gentle sign, a signature, a greeting, perhaps the last hope of that lost contact, like so many times before, attempting to touch a word, a phrase, the journal of her passions. But the pages are of the same virgin paleness, except for a new numbered chapter as the hours dim, successful again. She remains safe in her story, beyond the reach, in the den of a gentle kin.
Larry, earlier today, I eavesdropped again, at the bakery, the grocery, the chancellery, in a line to no end, long as perhaps eternity, behind Mr. Smith, one of a billion. He carried a collection of wrinkles on his shoulders, took one step at a time and then three back. On a leash, the old hound in scabs followed, his belly scraping the pavement in iron sparks. He had some story to tell, a sister to meet, somewhere on this side of the cemetery. She died, you know, he clamored, no later than, well, maybe yesterday, perhaps yesteryear. Larry, he said, was his name. Poor Larry. Mary was gone, no one to talk to about his pain. So he grumbled, and I played with my change. Reminded him of a song, he said. Now he forgot. You're lucky, he yapped. You're young. No aches, no bus, no limp, and you got money in your pocket. To remember the roses you once bought for her, you know, the girl you married, the mother of your boy. Now, I was praying for time to take a leap of faith and move into another space to get me out of this line. For I too was beginning to feel aches and pains and tears. I was not quite ready to put on another decade or two. Larry, good old Larry, looked at me with the glassy blues. That's all I have, you know. That's all there is to remember when your home is so close to a field of graves and chagrin. My treasure, my life, aches, pains, and tender sorrows. Old Pen. Papa cries in his old rugged beard while Gertrude holds his hand. They think of Ben and Tom and Ezra and Josephine and Scott. If only they could join forces with the living of the street, they too would walk and hold fires of hope. Under the saint by the river, gray and sad, no man fishes. The bookstalls have nothing to say. Their secrets they will keep. Silence prevails, and the flashing lights have given up. Numbers by the hour have been thrown. No one knows. Dizzy, Duke, Louis, Dexter, will you please play us a tune? You know, your deep, unwritten songs from your old souls. You see, I can tell you are on the verge of endless tears. They store you apart a little more in your tight grave. The city, old girl, grown, abused, and raped once again, is not alone. There is an army on the rise, one unseen, ghosts so many, of all sizes, makes, colors, and feeling. Awakened, they are intent on the task theirs. From memory of 2 millennia and more, the heart will beat anew, stronger at the footsteps of 100 million souls. A shockwave infinite, sending tremors to all parts, electric, it will be felt to the end of the galaxy, to the universe entire. God will not rest, moved by the resurrection of the forgotten ones, for a dagger has pierced the creation again, a little more deeply now. It turns and twists inside a wound it once gangrenous, incurable. The pain is immeasurable, the hurt intense, it is not yet death. Bodies scream, they agonize, some succumb, and families die. The wave of hate grows wider, travels great distances into space. Time echoes with the cracking sounds of the last breaths on the asphalt, never to be forgotten, imprinted in the heavenly memory. This morning the blood has run with the early rain to feed the sea. Those who had hopes under the white shroud have found their last home. The city weeps, her veins filled with a strange substance. It is time to rest, my beloved. Papa watches, we'll tuck you in. Pretty girls of centuries, playful, glorious in colors and song, sleep this day. Let the nightmare settle. Your friends are many. Papa will hold you when you wake. He will lead you to your people. Know that the world is your lover and never will betray you. Good old him, hanging with Scott, a little too drunk, a bit too boyish. They walk the riverbanks, greet the bomb, speak of Gotham, chase the dog enamored with the American lingo. Young Paris, their girl shared. They just want to go fishing again. Papa's old place. Looking for Isadora on the boards of a grand opera. It is a store of shoes on shattering sails, she found. Hunting once more on the shelves with Ham's Nobel, what remained were windows to dusty piles of stationery. Seeking a teacher with soft brushes and palette to discover barrels of bland paint in Mary's stead. No more gentle smokes in friendly clouds about the souls of those vanished geniuses. The monument Gertrude was on the old sofa, now a still marble upon a forgotten mantel. George, too, a ghost behind the curtains of his symphony, a bad haircut in the wind of those great turbines. A man with a camera, master of rays in all lights, the poster in the doorway, no one can name yet. Lives in a time forgotten, brother of a present unknown, they haunt every inch those today cannot deserve. I search in every crack for a sign of those I love. They are buried under the rush of days without soul. Cobblestones of blood, street corners guarded by none, avenue wide as uncertain crevices into Hades. The city is living in a state of permanent death, cold as the memories survive in the misery of meaninglessness. Walls of glass, stone and concrete, sky of cold steel, the arteries are hollow, devoid of warmth and motion. I remember those I never knew for their passions. They linger within my fibers, and the city seems to be. An illusion it is, I lay here in my tomb and fancy with those friends, when still there was life intramuros.
She's made of butterflies. There is a mystery in the meadow at dawn, made of light and a million flying angels. With wings of infinite pastels, they hover, each the particle of a soul awakening once again. It seems as if the dust of long slumber in the rays of a life-giving star in the distance, jolly in a ballet so chaotic to the stranger, building the romance of story that never dies. I have spied the monarchs as they leave for those lands where again they are born, to return new on the eve of another life, swarming in a rush to be whole at last. It is her soul, thus made, I see, always restored with the dews of the earthly womb, carried on the wings of butterflies, her essence eternal of intimate warmth. Timeless, floating for millions of infinities, dangling in a space held with invisible string, fearing the fall of uncontrollable vertigo, peace. Racing to catch up with the light, chasing one's particles through space, risking collision, annihilation, with a smile in total bliss, joy. Facing a possible doom, traveling to other galaxies, powerless, staring in awe at the vastness surrounded by worlds, humility. So feeble, so meek, little bit limited, twirling the cauldron of destiny, trusting a fragile life to an original blast, cradled gently by a tender hand, grace. Walking, high above waters, fed of rains and storms, the wanderer is about, a life nourished of cuts and bruises, ghost on a levee built upon memories of unsound tragedies. Walking on the corpses of forgotten dreams and loves, the step shakes as uncertain as the last beats of a heart, unwilling to surrender, weakened to its deepest. Overcast above, gray below, winds carry passions away, grabbing, holding on, chipping at all remnants of joy, to bury all feelings in one with the bones of creation. The long coat transparent, scarf in shreds, glasses in gloom, the skin thin to break, soon it will dissolve with the thunder, as in rapture he too will go, as if he too never was.
Thank you for listening to Other People's Flowers. Other People's Flowers is produced and edited by Hugo Gibson and Chris Kamonvutitam. If you enjoy the show, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you'd like to have your work featured on the program, please visit otherpeoplesflowers.com to see our submission guideline. Thank you.